Good evening. China just announced a major policy shift that's reshaping global calculations overnight. Welcome to Global Crossfire. I'm your host. Tonight we're joined by Dr. Rachel Thornton, Senior Fellow at the Meridian Strategic Foundation from Washington, D.C., Dr. Marcus Lindqvist, Tech Policy Director at the Continental Digital Authority in Stockholm, Dr. Li Wei, Senior Fellow at the Eastern Strategic Research Center from Shanghai, and Dr. Nguyen Than, ASEAN policy expert joining us from Hanoi. Dr. Thornton, let's start with you. Beijing's announcing this major policy pivot. Is this genuine reform or just strategic theater?
Thanks for having me. Look, we need to approach this with clear eyes. China's made similar announcements before that didn't translate into meaningful change. The timing is suspicious, right as Western sanctions bite deeper. But we can't dismiss it entirely. If there's genuine substance here, cautious engagement makes sense. However, verification must come first. Trust but verify has to be our approach because Beijing's credibility deficit is real.
Dr. Lei, she's calling this potentially strategic theater with a credibility deficit. Your response?
That's exactly the kind of Western arrogance that got us here in the first place. Every time China makes policy adjustments, Washington assumes it's because of their pressure. This reflects China's own development needs and global responsibilities. The real question isn't China's credibility, it's whether the West can move beyond Cold War thinking. China doesn't need Western approval for its sovereign decisions. This benefits everyone, but only if approached with mutual respect.
But Dr. Lei, you're asking for mutual respect while Beijing's been increasingly aggressive in the South China Sea, tech transfer demands, wolf warrior diplomacy. How do you reconcile that?
Those are Western narratives. China protects its legitimate interests just like any major power. The difference is China's rise threatens Western hegemony, so every Chinese action gets labeled aggressive. This policy shift shows China's commitment to constructive global engagement.
Dr. Lindqvist, how does Brussels view this? Can Europe find middle ground here?
Europe's position is pragmatic realism. We need China as an economic partner, but won't compromise on fundamental values. This policy shift, if genuine, creates space for renewed dialogue. But implementation matters more than announcements. We've seen too many promises without follow-through. Our approach will be gradual re-engagement tied to concrete deliverables. No grand bargains, just step-by-step progress with clear benchmarks.
Dr. Nguyen, what does this look like from Hanoi? How are smaller nations reading these tea leaves?
ASEAN nations are cautiously optimistic but realistic. We've learned not to get caught between great power competition. This shift could reduce regional tensions, which benefits everyone. But we need consistency, not just policy announcements. Southeast Asia wants predictable relations with all major powers. If this reduces volatility and creates more economic opportunities while respecting our sovereignty, then it's positive. We'll judge by actions, not words.
Dr. Thornton, Dr. Li just dismissed Western concerns as narratives. How do you respond to that characterization?
Facts aren't narratives, Dr. Li. Military buildups in disputed waters, economic coercion against allies, technology theft, these aren't Western inventions, they're documented behaviors that created the current tensions.
And what about Western military bases surrounding China? Economic sanctions, technology export controls, every accusation you make applies equally to Western behavior. The difference is perspective.
There's a fundamental difference between alliance systems built on consent and unilateral territorial claims. Our allies choose to host bases, that's not the same as claiming international waters as sovereign territory.
Rapid fire round, Dr. Thornton, one word, is this policy shift genuine or performative?
Mixed, elements of both, which is why verification mechanisms are crucial before any major policy adjustments from Washington.
Dr. Lei, biggest winner from this policy shift?
Global stability. When China succeeds and engages constructively, everyone benefits. This creates opportunities for win-win cooperation instead of zero-sum competition.
Dr. Lindqvist, what's Europe's red line for engagement?
Human rights and rule of law remain non-negotiable. Economic cooperation can't come at the expense of our fundamental values and democratic principles.
Dr. Nguyen, biggest risk for smaller nations?
Being forced to choose sides again. We need great powers to compete constructively, not turn regions into proxy battlegrounds for their rivalries.
Final thoughts, Dr. Thornton.
Cautious optimism with robust verification. Actions speak louder than announcements, and sustainable engagement requires mutual accountability.
This is China's contribution to global stability. The question is whether other powers can move beyond containment toward cooperation.
Dr. Lindqvist.
Engagement, yes, naivety, no. Europe will remain open but vigilant, testing sincerity through concrete steps rather than grand gestures.
Dr. Nguyen.
Regional stability depends on predictability. We hope this shift delivers sustained cooperation, not just temporary tactical adjustments.
Thanks to all our panelists, tomorrow we'll examine the European Union's response to rising energy costs and what it means for global climate commitments. I'm your host. This has been Global Crossfire.